On Friday, the 28th of April, on behalf of the International Middle East Media Centre, I travelled to Berlin to cover the weekly protest and resistance to the Israeli illegal occupation of the Bilin village's agricultural lands. The young people of Bilin village had the longest Palestinian flag I have ever seen. It stretched for over 300 metres, and the youth held it over their heads as if they were a giant Chinese dragon. They carried it up a steep hill towards the apartheid wall, a construction of razor wire, manned by soldiers standing on jeeps and Humvees with their guns raised. The protest was peaceful, with some of the older men chanting for freedom at the army. The soldiers brought down wooden clubs on the men's heads. This did not deter their protest, so the soldiers then fired sound bombs and tear gas. Two men had to be carried away for medical treatment. And from the protest, we speak to international protesters who were there.
Sitting in front of two border police vehicles that are blocking the way, and beyond the two vehicles is Berlin's land. And most of the agricultural land of the village is on the other side of this fence, and that's what the demonstration's all about. Berlin stands to lose most of its agricultural land and all of its olive trees. And beyond those, there are three illegal Israeli settlements which will be annexed by the wall. And Berlin's been doing this for years. It's a real example of non-violent resistance in Palestine. And on the 15th of May, I think they've got a court case about the wall coming up. So they're going to want to be getting lots and lots of publicity about that in the weeks coming up to the court case.
The protesters briefly divided to avoid the gas and sound bombs, then returned to sitting in front of the jeeps and Humvees, this time with a group of Israeli and international protesters. The army again attempted to disperse the protest by firing more gas and sound bombs, but once the smoke cleared, the protest continued. We speak to an ISM local coordinator who was present at the demonstration.
The popular community of Bilin, they are continuing their peaceful, non-violent struggle against building the apartheid wall in their land here. What we're doing here is we coming here to resist, to stop their illegal military occupation to our land. We came here to stop the annexation of the land, confiscating of the natural resources for our daily life. This is what we're doing here. As you see, they start beating so many guys when we were standing here. They hurted them. Some of them, like this guy, like other guys, got beaten hardly. Then some clashes happened. But even what was used against them, it doesn't equal the kind of weapons that they use against the people here. Whatever they do, how much violence and power they got and they can use against us, we are not to surrender. We are not to give up. We will remain here. We back here. We will stay here. We'll even block their jeeps from invading the village and even will try to do our best. This is, on the other hand, what the international community failed to do, and the UN resolution failed to be applied against the Israeli government. We're trying to do it in Bilin.
Leaders of the Bilin village closed the gate, which had been opened to allow the army access to invade Bilin if necessary. They sat astride it, beating out a noise protest with rocks on the metal. Again, tear gas and sound bombs were used. This time the protesters dispersed as the youth of the village, hiding in the olive orchards, began to hurl stones at the soldiers from bandoliers. And from the protest, we speak to international protesters who was present at the demonstration.
We're in Bilin village, not far from Ramallah, where they've been holding weekly demonstrations for over a year against the apartheid barrier here. We're here in front of these lovely jeeps, Israeli border police and military. Demonstration isn't over yet. As usual, we marched up to this wall, singing and chanting. Jeeps were here to block this gate, which is normally open, so it's kind of interesting how they only block it when there's demonstrations or when they feel like it, really. It just kind of shows that it's not for security. But the demonstration was basically attacked by these police who started threatening people. Eventually they threw sound bombs at us. They exchanged sound bombs with some rocks. We moved out of the way when the Shabab started throwing rocks. They moved forward. I thought they were rubber bullets at first, but they looked like some sort of attachments on front of the guns. Anyway, they were shooting things at the Shabab. So the Israelis and us started moving to their side to persuade them not to do this. At the moment, they've moved back here, and we'll see what happens next.
As I left the demonstration, I came across a mother and her son of 6 years, choking from the effect of the gas. They had been working in the orchards. This is Penny Quinton for IMEMC.